Today's reading begins in 1 Kings 3, verse 16. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. Then two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One woman said, "O my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth to a child while she was in the house. Then on the third day after I gave birth, this woman also gave birth, and we were alone. There was no one else with us in the house, only we two were in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while your servant slept, and laid him at her breast, and laid her dead son at my breast. When I arose in the morning to nurse my child, behold, he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning, behold, he was not the child I had borne. But the other woman said, 'No, the living child is mine, the dead child is yours.' The first said, 'No, the dead child is yours, and the living child is mine.' Thus they spoke before the king. Then the king said, 'The one says, "This is my son that is alive, and your son is dead," and the other says, "No, but your son is dead, and my son is the living one." And the king said, "Bring me a sword." So a sword was brought before the king. And the king said, "Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other." Then the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because her heart yearned for her son, "O my lord, give her the living child, that by no means put him to death." But the other said, "He shall be either mine nor yours. Divide him." Then the king answered and said, "Give the living child to the first woman, and by no means put him to death. She is his mother." And all Israel heard of the judgment that the king had rendered, and they stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice. King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were his high officials: Azariah, the son of Zadok, the priest; Alehoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were secretaries; Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder; Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was in command of the army; Zadok and Abiathar were priests; Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the officers; Zabud, the son of Nathan, was priest and king's friend; Ahishar was in charge of the palace; and Adoniram, the son of Abda, was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel who provided food for the king and his household. Each man had to make provision for 1 month in the year. These were their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Bendekar in Mekaz, Shalbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elam Beth-Hanan, Beneced in Araboth, to him belonged Sukkah and the land of Hefer, Ben-Abinadab, in all Nephathor. He had Tapheth, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife, Bana, the son of Ahilud, in Tanakh, Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean, that is beside Zarethan, below Jezreel, and from Beth-Shean to Abel-Mahalah, as far as the other side of Jokmeam. Ben-Geber in Ramoth-Gilead, he had the villages of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead, and he had the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars; Ahinadab, the son of Iddo, in Mahanaim; Ahimaaz in Naphtali, he had taken Basemath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife; Bana, the son of Hushai, in Asher and Beloth; Jehoshaphat, the son of Peruah, in Issachar; Shimei, the son of Eli, in Benjamin; Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan. And there was one governor who was over the land. Judah and Israel were as many as sand by the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms, from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provision for one day was 30 cores of fine flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fattened fowl. For he had dominion over the region west of the Euphrates, from Tifshah to Gaza, over all the kings west of the Euphrates, and he had peace on all sides around him. And Judah and Israel lived in safety, from Dan even to Beersheba, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. Solomon also had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And those officers supplied provisions for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table, each one in his month. They let nothing be lacking. Barley also, and straw for the horses and swift steeds, they brought to the place where it was required, each according to his duty. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding beyond measure, and breadth of mind like the sand on the seashore, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all other men, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, Calcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He also spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts, and of birds, and of reptiles, and of fish. And people of all nations came to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. In today's reading, we have this sample of the wisdom of Solomon in order to discern justice with these two women that had children, and one tried to defraud the other of her child by putting her dead child with them. All the people were amazed at the wisdom of Solomon, and assuming that this did happen at the very beginning of his reign, this reinforced the people's faith in Solomon because of this wisdom that he showed in such a difficult matter to judge. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.